You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's an issue for people of all ages, including teenagers. According to the CDC, suicide is the second leading cause of death for young people age 15 to 24, and the rate is increasing. A Los Gatos teen who experienced challenges of her own wanted to give a voice to peers in her community who are also struggling with mental health issues. So she started a podcast for them to shed light on what's happening in their lives. KALW's Sarah Lye Sterland reports.
So what does it look like for you too when like the depression kind of spirals?
It was kind of a perfect storm, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's around the time when my grandmother passed.
A student from Los Gatos High shares with her classmate Casey Kamali what led her to become suicidal.
I went through a really like horrible breakup. Mm-hmm. I started self-harming and it got to the point where like I felt like nobody was there. You
know? Then she was hospitalized for a week. This sounds like a late-night heart-to-heart chat between two teenagers, but it's actually an episode of Casey's podcast, Mind in Pieces.
So Mind in Pieces is basically the life and mind of a teenager.
Casey is 19 years old. Every weekend, she and another youth from her community share their personal struggles. Her guests are anonymous. She records the conversations in the granny unit in her parents' garden. Casey and her guests chat in a dimly lit space while seated at a dining room table with two mic stands sitting on top.
I really wanted to emphasize mental health and look, get a more inside and in-depth look at the teenage mind and sort of all the struggles that we're dealing with, whether it's family issues, mental health issues, body image, just kind of all the things going on in our minds.
Casey lives with her parents and siblings in a spacious home. A yellow lab and an inquisitive gray cat greet me at the door.
Hey, knock it off. You're fine. Relax.
Like a lot of families in the suburbs of Los Gatos, they look picture perfect.
Hello. Welcome. You want to look good. You want the other community members to think that you are doing great. But in reality, it's a totally unrealistic expectation.
Casey, a senior, has gone through some rough times in high school. She was diagnosed with bipolar and obsessive compulsive disorder at 13. In early 2018, during her sophomore year, she went on medical leave. She suffered a series of concussions from soccer, which led to migraines. For months, all Casey could do was lie in bed in the dark. Exposure to light was painful because of her migraines. She tried homeschooling, but could not concentrate.
I was in a dark box, basically, of my room for days at a time without really interacting with anyone other than my mom.
She says the isolation was getting to her, and by the fall, she was having suicidal thoughts.
I basically was just building to the point where I didn't feel like I could keep myself safe anymore. And I went to my parents and I told them just that.
That's when her parents rushed her to a psychiatric facility. Casey was hospitalized for several days. Too much stimulation triggered migraines as she recovered. However, she could handle sound.
Podcasts were kind of the only thing I had at that time, so I couldn't really read books, I couldn't watch TV, and so podcasts kind of became the ideal medium for me.
That's where she got the idea for Mind in Pieces.
Do you want to address the second incident?
Yeah, no, my sister passed away last summer.
Casey says the intimate form on her favorite podcasts inspired Mind in Pieces' format.
Hearing someone's voice is a way of connecting with them that you don't always get through different kind of mediums. Just felt like I was with my friends.
Casey got better through therapy. Then she launched her podcast last spring. She's recorded nearly 50 episodes, each averaging about 1,000 plays. Drew Michaud-Getz is a senior at Los Gatos High who listens regularly. He's also missed a lot of school because of migraines from sports injuries. He says the podcast provokes mixed feelings.
It was always really nice to me to be able to you know, listen to this podcast and know that I'm not the only one who goes through it. It is hard for me to listen to it, though, sometimes, because it does bring up a lot of emotions of, like, feeling trapped in this.
Casey says many of her listeners are also parents and teachers in Los Gatos. The town is known for its affluence, but many students still wrestle with mental health issues. According to Santa Clara County data, teens are admitted into emergency rooms at almost double the rate of adults for suicide attempts and ideations. That's the largest of any age group in the county. But the CDC reports that suicide rates for teens in the county are actually lower than the national average. That's likely due in part to the county's suicide prevention programs. Several guests in Mind and Pieces have been suicidal for various reasons, such as sexual assault, living with an abusive parent, and academic pressure. But what they tend to have in common is that they say their parents don't pay attention to them.
When a parent comes into my office, that's one of the questions I ask them. I say, do you know your kids? Do you know how they hurt?
That's Christy Hyun, a local family therapist. She says her clients are professionally successful, but when it comes to parenting...
People are so busy just studying, achieving. You know, I don't know if people actually talk.
That's where she sees the power of Casey's podcast.
And I think that's why this Mind and Pieces maybe resonates with teenagers, because somebody's actually listening to them. They're talking about something that they're struggling with.
And the show opens a door for communications between parents and their kids.
It allows, as a parent, a peek into that place that kids don't want to show you and don't want to talk about.
That's Bea, the mother of one of Casey's podcast guests. For this story, she's going by Bea to protect her daughter's anonymity. Bea's daughter confessed something to her after Casey interviewed her.
A lot of what was on the podcast I knew. I would say 90%. What I did not know that she had been hiding is that she had been starting with like the beginnings of an eating disorder.
Cooper, you have to stay. Sorry. We're going to be in the guest house, so if you could just keep an eye on Cooper.
Back at Casey's house, her mother, Chris Kamali, tells me Mind and Pieces is transforming her daughter, and the project has given Casey a renewed sense of identity.
It brought her to a whole new place of being okay with what she's been through, knowing that there's value in what she's been through.
Casey says she's in a much better place these days. A new drug has helped her to reduce her migraines. And she wants to keep the podcast going after high school and diversify her audience.
But I think college will kind of give me the opportunity to do that and reach more people from other backgrounds.
Casey plans on studying criminal psychology at Northeastern University this fall. In Los Gatos, I'm Sarah Lai Sterland for Cross Currents. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me.
Sarah is a fellow in KELW's Audio Academy. If you or someone you know needs help, you can text RENEW to 741741, or you can call 1-800-273-8255, and we'll have those numbers also at KELW.org. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater.